The rivalry would be fueled even further during the 1990 regular season when the Giants traveled to San Francisco to face the 49ers on Monday Night Football. San Francisco had the NFC's top-ranked offense, but the Big Blue Wrecking Crew was up to the task, throttling the 49ers' running game with ferocious tackling and holding quarterback Joe Montana to 153 yards on 12 of 29 passing, his worst performance of the season. Late in the second quarter, San Francisco mounted their only scoring drive of the game, sparked by two big plays, a 38-yard reception by Roger Craig and a 23-yard touchdown pass to John Taylor that gave the Niners a 7-3 halftime lead. In the second half, the Giants mounted several scoring threats of their own. Down by four in the final minutes, the Giants had a first and goal at the 9-yard line, but were ultimately denied entrance to the end zone. The 7-3 loss was the lowest scoring game in the NFL that season, and the battle ended with a heated altercation between Phil Simms and Ronnie Lott.
That was an incredible, incredible game, physically. It was Muhammad Ali and Ken Norton. When it's over, you think, my God, will either one of them ever fight again? I thought it was that tough. But what it probably did is let Ronnie Lott bring out his true feelings for me. And that's okay. I don't care. I'm not hurt by it. That's one of those times when I left there, I said, well, we'll see them in the playoffs.
Ronnie Lott was supposed to have been the bad boy of all bad boys and had the respect. But when to see Sim go after him the way he did, man, it just made us say, we can't wait to play these guys again.
But Sims never got his chance at a rematch. In Week 14, he suffered a season-ending injury against the Buffalo Bills, thrusting Jeff Hostetler into the starting lineup. And when the two teams met again in the NFC Championship game, the Giants' title hopes rested on the arm of their backup quarterback.
To go there against all odds, knowing that this game for them was supposed to be a mere formality.
With no week off between the NFC title game and the Super Bowl, the winning team would have to travel directly to Tampa. And as the Giants prepared for their trip to San Francisco, Coach Bill Parcells had his players make one small change to their travel plans.
Bill is such a great motivator, and he came in on Thursday, and he brought a suitcase. He said, well, you can leave this suitcase here, or you can pack the suitcase for another week. I already got my ass packed for another week. So what y'all gonna do?
I told them when we go to San Francisco, pack for 2 weeks because we're not coming home.
In a tough smash-mouth battle, both teams would dish out a physical beating. The rivalry would reach its boiling point when former Giant Jim Burt took out quarterback Jeff Hostetler with this controversial hit.
One of our descendants, Jim Burt, laid a shot on Jeff Hostetler. We thought it was a play that was quite questionable. And we huddled as a defense on the sideline and we said, you know what? Within the framework of the game, if we get a shot at their guy, we're going to do him in.
The Giants would answer the call and Leonard Marshall would fire a shot heard round the entire football world. A devastating blow to 49ers quarterback Joe Montana that would basically end his playing days in San Francisco.
But chased out, finally hit from behind. The ball's loose.
I was hoping, I said, I hope he don't release this ball. If he doesn't release this ball, he's going to get the hit of a lifetime. And, you know, it was lights out Irene from there.
And he really took a shot in that back. Leonard Marshall coming from the backside.
Boy,
that is a real shot.
It was as scary a scene as you ever want to see, though. I mean, Montana lay there motionless, but for us, it was just a part of what we do.
He is still feeling the effects.
Steve Young came in for the 49ers' final drive and needed only two first downs to run out the clock.
We went into that huddle, and I don't know if it was Lawrence who said, we got to get a fumble right now. Somebody's got to make a damn play.
We talk all year long about turnovers and work on different drills of, you know, pulling the ball out, punching it out, and stripping the quarterback and stripping the running back and fumble recovery drills and all that. And we get to the, you know, the last 5 minutes of the game and, you know, we're talking there on the sideline saying, look, we got, you know, we got to get the ball. And if we get the opportunity, and who knows whether it's going to be from the front, from the side, from the back, or, you know, which technique, but, you know, just that mentality. And then, and we got it.
Get behind the line of scrimmage, and the Giants have the ball.
So it was a very opportunistic play by our defense. Those are the kind of plays we want to remember ourselves as, and that game really was in the biggest game. It was, you know, one of the biggest plays.
Lawrence Taylor out of the pack with the ball.
And you knew that the Giants were going for it, and that's what Bill Parcells is saying. Yep, we need it.
Jeff Hostetler returned to the game, miraculously showing no ill effects from his injury. And as the seconds ticked away, he steadily marched his team down the field to set up the winning score.
Hostetler's trying to pass, runs away from trouble, turns upfield, runs to the sideline and throws on the run and completes the memorial.
And that was the key play in the game for us, because that now it just came down to Matt Barr.
They don't even want to look.
I told Mark Ingman when we lined up for the field goal, I said, don't worry about it, man. It's destiny. It's my destiny. It's going to happen. We're going to make this field goal, and we're going to Tampa.
Fans are on their feet and screaming. Snap. Spot. Kick is away. It's got the distance. It is good. Good.
And the
good.
Giants are going to Tampa Bay. It's over for the three-peats. It's over.
I never had any doubt that Matt Barr was going to make the field goal. I mean, the guy was just money.
He was a game kicker. No matter how it had gone before, he was one of those guys that when he walked on the field, he had the team's confidence, and he came through.
Ever had a moment like this in your life?
Yeah, it's pretty good. We're doing it,
Tampa! Greatest game I've ever coached in. Maybe not the most aesthetically pleasing to the eye, but to me, it was bliss.